Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Family, you have got to believe that. Now, I, along with special guests, from time to count, time with coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to standard time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in to 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. It's Financial Freedom Friday, guys, and we got to wrap this up. It's so important for us to share your takeaways on how to master the crawl while learning how to run. We've come through and we realize that no matter what, everyone has to go through the crawl. You don't want to complain about it. You don't want to groan about it. You don't want to be hesitant to go through the crawl, because no matter what happens, you're going to find yourself back at the point of facing the crawl. And when you can accept that, growth, success will be inevitable. Success will not be able to hide from you. Many of you guys have been spectating this whole series, and it's time today for you to participate. We're going to do a quick review, but I want us to understand this portion here. Most people want the profits without any pain, without any process. And if you are going to run in this industry, don't look for shortcuts during your crawl stage. Now, I can tell you this, success loves speed. Most people, what slows them down in their crawl is the whining and crying about actually just doing it. Hopefully, by this time of our series, you know that it's necessary. You have a greater appreciation for the crawl. And you don't ask God for shortcuts for your crawl. Because what happens is, sometimes people want to take shortcuts where they want to take the exact path as someone else of taking their spot at the top. You can even be mentored, but you'll never have an identical path. Maybe some similarities. You'll never have the profits with some sort of pain or process. But obviously, training can lessen the pain, but everybody has to do their part. Now, we've got to go to the Lord, because our word today is coming out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 16. And we got to realize that if we're going to master our crawl and then we're going to run, you cannot run alone, not in this industry. Every member of the body is important. Every member of the body has to do its part. And so we got to go to the Lord so that we're not the ones, we're not the weakest link in our bodies. We're not the weakest link in our teams. We want to do our fair share of the crawl so that our businesses, our teams, our companies can run. We got to go to the Lord on that, because some people are like, I want you to do my part. We can show you how to crawl, but we can't crawl for you. Do you guys hear that? You have to do your part. Let's go to the Lord and say, you know what? I just want to focus on doing my part so we can run. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. This day, this day, this day. Only you can say this is the day that you've made, and we're glad and rejoiced we're here in the land of the living. Father God, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for opening our eyes. We come before you, humbly but boldly before your throne, making our petitions made known, oh dear Lord. We're asking you right now to give us the strength and wisdom to allow your Holy Spirit to take full reign in all areas of our life. Why? Because we don't know the answers. So we're coming to you right now, dear Lord, so that your Holy Spirit can show us ourselves, show us in the areas where we are not grateful for the process you're taking us through, so that we can take our spot at the top. We're thanking you, oh Father God, we're having a new found, fresh found perspective on our crawl. But we are running, and not for ourselves. We're running, oh dear Lord, to give the kingdom, to give the kingdom its rightful praise, not through just our mouth, the fruit of our lips, but even through our deeds, our success, our manifestation, that people will know that, God, you are real. Dear Lord, as we are pursuing to do great exploits in your name, we'll never be ashamed of who you are, whose we are. We are going forward courageously through our crawl so we can run. We bless you and we honor you. In all of our ways, we seal this prayer in the blood of our brother, your son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, family, so as we're here on today, we got to go straight to this word here, because this is the part when we start running. Most people are looking for who's coming back for me, who's helping me, who's doing this for me. And if we were to flip that and understand that in our crawl, while we're mastering the crawl, while we're mastering what should we be doing from the day we start in our business, what should we be doing from the day we start in our business, going through the system, never skipping steps, launching our businesses, going through our daily method of operation, making sure that we are attending the trainings of what's necessary so that we can perfect our crawl and master it, all for the reason of helping someone else, realizing that what we do impact those who are around us. We're going to understand this scripture here of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16. I need you guys to understand that you can't run without the body. You can't run without the body. And you are a part of that body. Ephesians 4:16 reads this way: from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Now, this is where we begin to understand that it ain't about you. We're here in South Florida. We had an amazing event here with our organization, our team, such a powerful group of people. We had a 100% close in that room. And it was from the perspective, people began to lessen, and we began to let them know that, yes, you've got to crawl in order to take your spot at the top, but we want you to know that everybody got to do its part, and you're not doing this for you. You're not even joining the movement for yourself. You are doing this for the impact that you are to make on others. But I can tell you something, every single person in that room is going to have change. There's no progress without change, without the perspective that you have on your crawl. I can tell you something. The only way through progress, the only way to run is to change that mind. And if you can't change your mind, you're not going to be able to change anything. So as we start talking about you running, you have to say, well, what about my crawl? It's just upsetting to me. You'll start realizing that most people are upset at nothing. Who do you have to really become in order to do what it is you're trying to do? Come on, you know yourself more than anyone else. What are you saying to yourself when it comes down to getting up and doing what you're supposed to do? I'm too busy. Really? You're busy doing what? Write that down. What are you busy doing? Making impact in the world? Setting up a legacy? This is too hard. You went through school, kindergarten to 12th grade. How long did that take you? 13 years to be exact. And when you were done, what did you have at the end of that? Were you already successful? You're too busy. You don't want to go through the process. Many of us, if we were to look back in our lives, we went through so many processes that did not really amount to everything we had hoped. And so part of that, you start feeling like, is this that same thing playing over again in my life? Network marketing. Am I going to be wasting my time? How can you waste your time in sowing into and truly helping other people? So you got to ask yourself, who do you have to become in order to really achieve what you're trying to achieve? You need to capture those thoughts and start realizing that you have been telling yourself untruths for a long time, especially in this business, that you can't be successful. The main thing is that you got to say, I'm willing now to accept, to do my fair share. We can show you, we can help you, but we can't crawl or run for you. The word of the Lord says that everyone has to do their part. But what's stopping you? Your ego, your pride, you think you should be further along. Well, why? Why do you believe you should be further along than what or where you are now? Who told you that? Who told you you were done with your crawl? You know, the funny thing is that sometimes when you're feeling like you want to give up, and sometimes you're feeling like, oh my gosh, this is like so hard that it is literally right at the breakthrough of your run, and that's when most people abort their true opportunity of success. There are so many people who quit right before their biggest breakthrough. And they go down a whole nother road and they have to do an about face and come right back to the point of your crawl. Do you understand that everyone has their own test set up by God for their life and there's no way to escape them? You might can put them on simmer for a little bit. You might feel like I'm going to go on down another lane and here comes showing up again. Until you pass that test. I have found that training And being in the right atmospheres while you're crawling can help the process. This is why I just love network marketing, because there's so many people who are pursuing great things together, crawling together. And the beautiful thing about mastering your crawl, never get so far away from that crawl. Never let it be so foreign to you that you're not willing to do it again, because every level requires a different crawl. So if you master the crawl when you're at the bottom, even when you get to the top and you go into another level, you got to get to the bottom again at that next level. You're going to start again at the bottom of the next level. You get to another level, you're going to start at the bottom of that next level. You get to another level, you got to start at the bottom of that next level. That's why if you begin to master the crawl now, you'll be able to literally enjoy your run. Good morning, family. 757, last 48502. What is your takeaway on how to master the crawl while learning how to run? What do you feel that you have to let go of so that you can gain what it is you really want to gain in this industry? 757-8502. Good morning. Financial Freedom Friday.
Hey, Nicola. This is Sophia. I'm from Virginia. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm amazing this morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you. I just wanted to come on here. It's my first time speaking. I just want to say thank you. You've really provided, through God and through you, you've provided me with, honestly, the answers for what I've been searching. And my takeaway from this week is the crawl is there for a reason. There's no reason for you to want to succeed if you're not willing to work for it. Because at the end of the day, once you get what you wanted, like, you're not going to be satisfied. You're going to be satisfied with it to an extent, but you're going to want to go to the next level. So if you keep doing that, you're never going to reach, like, happiness. You're just chasing happiness. You just got to be joyful with the process. That's what it is, because at the end of the day, once you're looking back, you're going to be like, oh, that's why I went through this, because it made me better for that. Yeah. So you just got to be ready, be willing to crawl just so you can run faster later on. That's my takeaway from it.
You have gotten it. My God. You have gotten it. Do you realize what you just said is the answer, where most people, if they got it just like you just did, they'll never quit. And everybody, just like this opportunity is intended, will take their spot at the top at different times, but nonetheless, you'll take your spot at the top. 239, last 4, 3398. Line a little bit too loud for the recording. 419, last 4, 0306. Good morning, good morning, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Nicola. This is Francesca out of Augusta, Georgia. I'm great. How are you?
How are you, Francesca? Good morning.
I'm fantastic. I've been on this call numerous times. Actually, religiously, I try to make it a point to get on. And I'm at work, so I'm sneaking on. But, you know, I feel like I need this, you know, to get me a little bit closer to, you know, God and more deeper into the business. But you often say things, and I say, dang, she's talking to me. But today you really, like, you know, said something that made me come into the queue. And it is, you know, what are you doing, or why are you complaining, you know, during the call when this is meant to develop you? And you said, why do you think that you should be in a different place than where you're at right now? Like, who told you that? And when you said that, I had to hit star one on that, because, you know, I often feel like I'm 34, so I should be at a certain place in my life. But I do know that what God has for you is for you. And when it's your time, you will get it. But oftentimes I'll get in my own head and in my own space, and I'm like, you're not doing anything. You know, you don't have anything to show for the things that you've been trying to do over your life. And like you said, this is a part of the process, and I just have to remember that. So I just wanted to thank you for your messages and let you know that they are touching people and making people realize that, you know, you have to be humble during the call and that the call is necessary. So thank you very, very much. Can you all hear me?
Blank. All right, guys, listen, we are back here. Power Start Your Day. The board is lit up. Literally, my coffee dropped inside of the computer, and we went blank. Not able to even see anyone at this time. This is going to be some, I don't know. Listen, I am telling you, I'm still in joy because you guys got it. For us to master this crawl so that we all can run has been an amazing series. I don't know, the devil must have said, listen, they got it now. So now let's just keep running, guys. Let's make some major things happen. I want us to be super productive. I want you to master this crawl, be willing to do the work, do your part, and let's make it happen. You guys have a blessed and amazing rest of your day.